This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:05 in the evening, and that brings us to today's episode of Popit Popit Parliament. Dania Nair joins us in the studio with Dewan Rakyat Highlights. Dania, what do you have for us?
So there were some responses to the Prime Minister's announcement last Friday about the Cabinet's decision to withdraw our ratification of the Rome Statute. Firstly, there was a demonstration outside Parliament led by former UMNO Federal Territories Youth Chief Muhammad Razlan Rafi. They were holding placards and wearing t-shirts that call for the resignation of Foreign Affairs Minister Saifuddin Abdullah, as well as Attorney General Tommy Thomas.
And what was the reasoning behind their demands?
Well, they argued that Saifuddin Abdullah and Tommy Thomas had failed to defend the federal constitution and that they've mishandled matters when they set out to ratify the ICERT and the Rome Statute.
Okay, so the ICERT is just becoming this thing that's never going to stop coming up. Were there any other reactions to this?
Yes, so back in the Dewan Rakyat, head of the opposition, Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, tabled a motion to further discuss the Rome Statute decision in Parliament. He lauded the government's withdrawal of the ratification, but then requested for the relevant ministers to explain in detail why they made that decision in order to address speculations. But the Speaker, Dato Muhammad Arif Mohd Yusof, rejected the motion. He said that enough explanation had been given by the government.
Ini bukan sesuatu yang memerlukan ruling daripada Speaker. Speaker punya ruling ialah perkara ini sudah pun diselesaikan dan oleh itu tidak ada hal perkara di bawah aturan 18 yang perlu disegerakan. Sebab itu saya menolak.
Very curt. So they didn't discuss it in Parliament, but did you manage to get any responses from the ministers? I think some folks were asking over the weekend why Tun Mahathir was left to make the announcement all alone.
Yeah, and then after that, some ministers had to clarify that the cabinet really had made a collective decision to withdraw the ratification.
Well, we got a statement from Federal Territories Minister Khalid Samad. He was asked for his thoughts on Foreign Affairs Minister Saifuddin Abdullah's statement about the risk of a coup d'etat by a so-called deep state. And Khalid Samad explained that it's something the government has to weigh when making decisions about certain issues.
We can take a lot of lessons from what's happened in other countries, notably in Egypt, where, as we all know, what happened in Egypt was that Dr. Morsi won the election, but after that, a coup d'etat occurred after hardly a year or so. And that was as a result of the presence and existence of a deep state. So it's quite natural for us to think that when a change in government occurs, especially in a country like Malaysia where it's never happened before, and the current or the previous administration held the influence for a very long period, that there are quarters who do not agree with the change. And they may exist as an organised entity within the administration. So this is where we have to be very careful in handling issues, especially in a situation where our identity as a new government and with the principles upon which we want to govern are not fully and clearly understood by the rakyat as yet. So there are a lot of issues which can be used, such as the question of the Malay rights, the position of the kings and so on and so forth, that can be used in order to initiate and to create public disorder and mass mobilization, which will then be capitalized by within the deep state to undertake a coup d'etat.
The minister also suggested that when the dust settles, we could perhaps invite the individuals involved in the Rome Statute themselves to come over and clarify any confusion about the treaty.
All right, so we're going to be covering the Rome Statute issue in a little more detail later on in the show. Moving on, though, was there anything else that was interesting today?
Yeah, so another issue that was regarding the establishment of the Independent Police Complaints and Misconduct Commission, also known as the IPMC.
And this body is supposed to police the police, so to speak. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. So the IPCMC, if it's established, would be able to investigate and act on any form of police misconduct. Pakatan Harapan had promised in its GE14 manifesto that they would set up this commission, but that hasn't been done yet, obviously. So today, a group of activists from several NGOs stayed at demonstration, another demonstration. So the two demonstrations are
very
sort of
busy
parliament
day.
Today. So busy. And they demanded for the commission to be set up urgently. They also held a press conference to hand over memorandums to the de facto law minister, Liu Vukong's aide, Deputy Rural Development Minister, R. Sivarasa, as well as several members of the parliament.
So does this have anything to do with, or is it specifically in reference to Suhakam's recent allegations about how the special branch was involved in the disappearance of Pastor Raymond Koh and Amri Chemat?
Well, the incident sort of renewed the conversation about the IPCMC, but at the press conference today, there were also several family members of individuals who died in police custody. That's also another issue that human rights activists have highlighted for some time, because many of these deaths occur in a context where there was a lack of accountability and transparency about what really happened. The family members obviously looked, you know, emotional. One of them had her husband die in custody. For another, it was his younger brother. Here's lawyer and activist M. Vishwanathan speaking to reporters.
Cerita berkenaan IPCMC ini bukan satu cerita yang baru. Suruhanjaya Diraja telah mencadangkan ataupun telah buat recommendation agar ditubuhkan IPCMC ini sejak tahun 2005 lagi. Ianya bukan satu cerita baru. Dan sejak tahun 2005, pihak NGO, civil society telah bertungkus lumus berkempen agar diadakan IPCMC ini. Dan setakat hari ini masih belum ditubuhkan IPCMC kerana ada banyak bantahan daripada pihak polis sendiri. Dan kami yakin sekiranya ditubuhkan IPCMC ini, kematian dalam tahanan, penderaan dan penyalahgunaan kuasa pihak polis di dalam semasa mana-mana tahanan berada di dalam tahanan akan berkurangan ataupun tidak akan wujud. Jadi kami menyeru sekali lagi bahawa kerajaan akan menunaikan janji yang telah diberikan kepada rakyat untuk penubuhan IPCMC ini.
So apparently there were 257 cases of deaths in custody between 2002 till 2016. And according to the activists, this doesn't even include unreported cases.
So moving on from that, any feuds in Parliament today?
Just a minor one that revolved around SPM.
So we're talking about the Form 5 SPM exam.
Yes. About that, Ayer Hitam MP Wee Ka Siong asked the Education Ministry if they plan to turn SPM into an open examination where candidates could test for just one subject. It could perhaps be the paper that the candidate didn't manage to pass the first time around. And Wee Ka Siong said that at the moment, you have to take at least 6 core subjects if you sit for SPM. Here was the Deputy Minister, Teo Ni Ching, with her reply that betrayed exasperation, even if just a little bit.
Tetapi setakat ini memang boleh dapat kelulusan kalau buat permohonan kepada lembaga peperiksaan untuk mengambil satu mata pelajaran iaitu BM. Ini memang dalam sistem sekarang memang telah diizinkan. Saya pun rasa hairan kenapa seorang mantan menteri tak tahu bahawa sekarang lembaga peperiksaan memang boleh mengizinkan seseorang untuk mengambil satu mata pelajaran sama di dalam USPM ataupun SPM ulang yang dianjurkan pada bulan 7. Tetapi perlu dapat kelulusan daripada lembaga peperiksaan. Itu sahaja. Jadi jawapan
Speaker, saya minta tarik balik kerana itu bukan sesuatu yang dinyatakan oleh lembaga peperiksaan. Tak boleh cakap macam itu, ya.
Wee Ka Siong then took it to a press conference to express his dissatisfaction with basically the deputy minister's suggestion that he didn't understand the system, even though he used to be the deputy education minister himself.
Saya berseolah-olah dipersalahkan, kononnya saya tak tahu apa yang berlaku. Saya mencabar beliau sekarang. Tunjukkan mana surat perkeliling dasar, perubahan dasar yang dibuat oleh kabinet tentang perkara ini. Saya alu-alukan kalau ada. Dan patut dibuat hebahan kepada orang awam. Kalau setakat ini pun tidak ada, maksud apa? Beliau kelentong dalam Dewan Rakyat.
What a topic to get riled up about. Anyway, did Teo Ni Ching respond?
Well, her response was that they don't have plans to make SPM an open exam, so candidates will still have to obtain permission from the examinations board if they want to sit for just one subject.
Dania, thank you so much for that update from Parliament. If you have any thoughts on the goings-on of Dewan Rakyat today, let us know. Our phone lines are open as always. That number to call is 7733 2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.